we'll be talking with Ms. McIntyre, to our new middle school social studies teacher.
Welcome to our show, Ms. Ford.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Ms. Ferry, can you tell us a bit about yourself and what brought you to St. Matthew?
Sure. So I grew up in River Ridge, and I went to St. Matthew all my life. Graduated from here in 2014, and kind of stuck around. In high school, I did the CYO. I would work summer camp. And then in college, I worked at Little Crusaders. So I was always just around here. As you know, my mom also works here, so spent a lot of time here. All the other teachers are also amazing, so I looked up to them my whole life. And yeah, now I just graduated and found myself back here.
How do you plan to make learning engaging and fun in the classroom?
So I hope to do this in a couple of ways. First thing, I am such a huge proponent for art as a way of learning. As you guys know, y'all have already been drawing pictures, a lot of pictures in my class, right? Y'all do a lot of art, a lot of coloring. I think that's so great, and I think that's such a great way of learning the material. And then also, y'all also know in my room, it's set up by tables, and that's not a mistake. I think working in groups can be really great for learning, and I love seeing you guys work together, and I think doing it that way is really engaging and fun.
How do you handle challenges or conflicts that may arise in the classroom?
So this is a good question. I would just have to say simply being honest and being open and just talking with one another is the best way to handle any challenge or conflict. Vulnerability is huge. And I just think being vulnerable people with each other, we can figure out any problem.
What role do you think creativity and imagination play in your learning journey?
I think creativity and imagination is huge. I think that our imagination tells us everything that we do know, but then also what we want to know more about. So I think that that plays a huge role in our learning journey.
How will you encourage us to ask questions and be curious learners?
So I encourage questions by giving every question, no matter how outlandish it seems, the attention that it deserves. So I'll make the class think about it. And I might not know the answer. So I have said a lot of times, get out your iPad and look it up. I think that that's such a great resource. I think we should use it. And we can learn a lot from the resources around us.
What advice do you have for us to make the most of our time in your class?
My biggest piece of advice would be to participate. I know some people don't like that. You don't have to participate in the whole group if you don't want to, but especially when we're doing our group work at your tables, contribute to your group. Have a voice and say what you think. I think that you'll get the most out of my class if you participate and ask questions and just really take the time to work in your groups.
When you're not at school, what are some of your other hobbies or things that you enjoy?
So my hobbies, I love going to the movies. The AMC in Elmwood is like my favorite place in the world. I just enjoy that so much. I also really love making playlists on Spotify. You probably didn't know this, but I have like 300 playlists on my Spotify account. I do it all the time. I love music. But most of all, just hanging out with my family and my friends is just my favorite way to spend my time.
Lastly, how can a girl from Louisiana survive being an Alabama fan and graduate?
Wow. I'm not going to lie. It's not for the weak. That's a really good question. You just gotta be sure in yourself. Alabama's good at everything, so a lot to be proud of. I think LSU people are just jealous, but that's just me.
Ms. Ferry, thank you for joining us on this episode.
Thanks so much, you guys.
We've now come to the end of our show. Thanks for joining Alyssa and me on Cash and Crusaders.